Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We needed to get an update as to what is happening in Ukraine with that war. Tembisa Fukuda, political analyst, senior research fellow at AfriAids. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Howard.
So what is the latest? Because it just seems to be coming almost, I wouldn't say war of attrition, but certainly it seems to be wearing people down, including those in Ukraine.
Yeah, well, Russia is now intensifying its effort in trying to consolidate power and the capture of those cities along the southeastern border of Ukraine, which is also known as the Donbas region. Mm-hmm. So it continues to consolidate its power, and the whole objective is to merge that with Crimea, which is the territory that they annexed in 2014. So the war now is concentrated on the eastern border of Ukraine. And we have seen this morning an additional number of atrocities that have committed by Russia, an additional number of people that have been killed since the war started almost 3 months ago.
So the fact is that if they are intensifying, what does that actually mean? They intend pushing through and winning, taking the land, taking the over Ukraine. It makes almost no sense, because even if you were to do that, it is unlikely that the world is now, just after all of that, going to sit back and say, okay, you won, you know, well done to you, let's get back to normal life as we knew it.
Well, one of the reasons why it continues with these atrocities, notwithstanding that most of the politics and pressure on the world against him, is because now with one intention that it was going to be a walkover, in and out kind of effort, but we've seen that has not been the case. And he has dug himself much more deeper into the mire. In Mariupol alone, there are 22,000 people that were killed. And we've seen already the criminal cases already taking place in Kyiv against some of the Russian soldiers that were captured. So after this, I foresee a Putin that's going to be sidelined by the entire world, and they will start going against him for crimes against humanity.
Yeah, it's the other interesting thing as well is that we saw in Geneva, we saw a resignation of the UN representative from Russia, saying they're just not prepared to represent the country anymore. So there's clearly, if you're seeing that so publicly, there must be a lot of anti-Putin sentiment happening within Russia. Is there any chance that this will change it?
Well, there is a chance that will change it, but we have to be really wary as well in terms of the time that will take, particularly some of the top military brass, for them to turn against Vladimir Putin. Mm. If we expect that to be genuine for them, when they see, of course, all the signs that he's about to collapse, and then they turn, I think we have to be very careful. I think the time is now. If we are to see a genuine protest against what Putin is doing within his government and military, it has to be seen now. Anything after this atrocity, it has to be taken with a pinch of salt, because I would doubt the genuineness of the top brass who would have continued to commit crimes as they continue to do, that at the 11th hour of
suddenly they turn
against Putin.
I think that's a very good point, and we do need to try and understand the sincerity. If they have, even if they've done it quietly, if we see on record that they have been fighting from within, that's a very different story. But all of a sudden to turn around when you see the groundswell of opposition, well, that does force us to question the credibility.
Indeed. And we haven't seen much of that. I mean, we're seeing some of the Russian diplomats making certain noises, but those will be protected by the laws of the countries where they are, including some of the diplomats will be protected under international law. Mm. But we haven't seen like serious figures within Russia making a move against Putin at the moment.
Yeah, it's a very, very strange situation, and we have to wonder what is really going on behind the scenes. We will keep an eye on this. We will keep you updated, and we will, of course, try and understand what the signs are, what the signs mean, rather, that we are seeing. Thembisa Fikuda, political analyst, senior research fellow at AfroAge, talking to us about the war in Ukraine.